A new kind of medication that has been approved at the South African Products Regulatory Council. So that's council that actually deals with the kind of medicines that are available in circulation in our society, has given its approval for these important tablets. And in fact, let's go straight there, and I will take some of your calls a little bit later on, because it's quite important that we tell you about this approval that SAHPRA has given for Austell Pharmaceuticals to donate 500,000 chloroquine phosphate tablets for use by the health department. And it's a story that was brought to us a little bit earlier on, and I'd like to get the details of it. Speaking to us now is CEO of Austell Pharmaceuticals, Suhail Ghani. Thank you so much for your time on the program today, Suhail. First of all, can I ask you to please just explain to those of us who are not familiar with the substance chloroquine phosphate exactly what it does?
Afternoon, Joanne.
Hi there, Suhail.
Afternoon. Good. And if I may, Joanne, to start the discussion, I think it's very important to know that COVID-19 is a very, very new disease, and there's ongoing research in this field.
All right.
The reality of the situation is very fluid, with guidelines being updated as new findings come to light. So coming back to your question that you just asked, chloroquine phosphate is a drug that has been successfully used to prevent and treat malaria for a number of decades,
right,
and the safety profile is well known. Now, since the outbreak of COVID-19, the drug has been under investigation in several countries, continual trials being done.
Right.
And it suggested that the treatment with drug could possibly reduce the number of days patients spend in hospital, which is very important, and the amount of time that the patient remains infectious. And this year, in March 2020, that drug was adopted by the South African Guideline for the Clinical Management of COVID-19, which was published by the Department of Health.
Right.
And we are also following the trends of other countries like China, Belgium, and South Korea, which also have it in their guidelines. And there's been some recommended use in France and the USA.
So tell me, how widely has it been tested, not just as a malaria or an anti-malaria drug, but as one that could potentially be effective in the treatment of COVID-19?
I mean, as I said earlier, there's ongoing clinical trials being done. And
yes,
as they are doing trials on patients, new and more evidence is emerging. And I think it's because everyone knows this epidemic just hit us unexpectedly, and there was no real treatment or cure. So people are experimenting with various drugs, and chloroquine phosphate has seemed in some instances to come to the rescue of some patients, as I said earlier, reducing the number of days spent in hospital.
Right.
But as I said, it's ongoing research.
Okay. So this is very much, it's a stopgap measure at this point based on what you know so far. I do understand that. Let me just ask you, you've been very specific about saying it's helped certain patients. Is there a particular profile of a patient it can be successfully used on?
I think the first thing to note is, and I think this is very important, and I see some of the public is quite panic-stricken, is that less than 20% of COVID-19 cases are serious. Most of the people get it, and it seems to be like flu-like symptoms and disappears.
Right.
Okay. But what the guidelines state is that at the moment that this drug should be used in patients who have underlying conditions such as heart or lung conditions, or they are using patients suffering with severe disease. And I think it's important to note that the person who takes this decision is the doctor, and they will decide whether one requires it or not.
All right. So it's certainly research seems to show that it's for patients who are more seriously affected by COVID. Tell me, what countries are making use of this drug, chloroquine phosphate, right now?
As I said earlier, I mean, China, Belgium, South Korea,
yes,
France, USA, Italy, and I can go on and on, because there is in excess of 70, 80 countries that are making use of this, because people are experimenting, as I said earlier, with different type of drugs.
Yes.
Because as you know, this epidemic has reached huge proportions throughout the world.
Are there any side effects that we should be aware of?
I think as I said, this drug has been for the last 70 or 80 years in the market. So So the side effects are well known, and the doctors will take decisions to treat the patient based what we call on risk benefit. They are the experts, and they will decide whether the patient will require it or not.
Right. What are the side effects, Suhail?
Sorry, Joanne, and this is very important, that this drug will be only available in hospitals.
All right.
Where and that's where the physician will decide whether to utilize the drug or not.
In terms of side effects, are you able to share some of those with us?
I mean, they cite like some of the typical ones that are like nausea, dizziness, etc. And then basically sometimes if you take it for a long period of time and people have taken it for 6 months or longer in the treatment, in treatment of malaria, but in very, very high doses, it could have an effect on your eyesight. But that is for a long period of time and very massive doses.
All right.
But again, to say it's up to the doctor in the hospital to take those decisions because they're acutely aware of what the benefits and risks of this drug are.
Right. So sorry to come in there.
And I just want to tell you, because once a patient is in hospital, they actually be monitored all the time, so they know whether to increase or decrease the dosage, and that's very important.
Okay. Give me a sense of this. I mean, you've donated 500,000 of these chloroquine phosphate tablets for the health department to use. Can you give us, attach some sort of value to what your donation is worth?
At the moment, they're in excess of 2 million. The value is in excess of 2 million. But I think what's more important for me, Joanne, is not only the money that's important, because Austin lives by his motto of medicines with the conscience. And we heard the president's call that both the public and private sector must come together as one and battle this epidemic. And that's what we're trying to do as Austell.
Oh, well, thank you for playing your part. CEO of Austell Pharmaceuticals, Suhail Ghani, joining us there.